Okay, I just noticed today in the headlines, Attorney General Bill Barr is quoted in an interview saying he's very troubled by the Durham probe findings.
Yeah.
Now, that means that it involves Hillary and Obama, which he knows will be the
Yes.
cause of fake civil war, but there's
Yes.
the sign. He's figuring out how to let everybody up or down with the news, right? That's what
Yep.
he's trying to figure out.
He's pimping them out to say, not looking good. Not looking good. We gotta see. Because see, if he's holding a gun and he's gonna turn around and start shooting, but he's gotta be careful because when he starts shooting, that gun may go off in his hand. So he's got to be careful that he doesn't protest too much, because then it looks like that Trump's doing to them what they tried to do to Trump, and that wouldn't be effective. You see, that's what they're doing now. They're saying, "Oh, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't do that." They can riot and protest, but you can't have a rally. So there you go.
Yeah, you mean Trump can't have a rally?
Correct. So that'll cause.
Yeah.
That's just irresponsible, and it's going to cause you're the cause of the virus.
Does Barr say this, make this statement to give a warning on purpose? Is this a
He's trying to let the cat out of the sack.
right, and
The
he's doing
same way
this.
Comey gets up. The same way Comey gets up and says, like you just, he's going to sit here and say all this stuff about Hillary, and he says it, and then says, but we're not going to work with it. We're not going to work. We're not going to mess with it. Like, yeah, it was strictly, bitch ass was strict against the law. She should be in jail, but we're going to let it go this time. You know, it's like that point. If you're going to say that, what's the point of having to say? Because you got to note that there's a problem with classified emails getting lost in on Anthony Weiny's laptop.
Yeah, are you saying that Barr is going to do the Comey and back off?
No, he can't back off, because
So
now
why?
what you hear, now listen, what's actually been said is Lindsey Graham is sitting in the Senate saying, we've got a problem here, and some of these people's going to go to jail, and the rest of them's going to lose their job, and they're not going to work here anymore, anywhere. We're not going to do that, because you're not going to do this, you see. You're not going to
But
do
you
this,
just
and
said
so
we're not going to do
Lindsey.
that. In the middle of the sentence, you're contradicting what you just said, but we're not going to do that
No, 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 no,
because.
no. No, we're not going to do that. We're not going to allow this type of thing to ever happen in the government anymore. We're not going to do when people are doing what they did to Trump. We're not going to do that anymore. We're going to get rid of everybody who does that or has anything to do with it. We're going to get rid of them.
So Lindsay is the North Korea, as North Korea was for China, and he's the one of. Those a little excessive, it appears, and Barr is the soft cocky. He just is measured and conservative and deliberative. Is that
Correct,
what you're saying?
correct. He is, and he's going to get it done. He's going to get it done, but he can't. He is the top cop. Andy, do you remember Andy Griffin? Remember Andy Taylor on the Andy Griffin Show?
Yes, I
Yeah,
watched it once. I didn't watch it again. It was a stupid
he
show.
didn't take a he, yeah. He didn't wear a gun, and he always settled things. He was the good one. Where Barney Fife. He had to get his bullet. He had to get the bullet. He had to get a bullet to put in his gun. They wouldn't let him tote a bullet because he always shot himself in the foot. They wouldn't let him, tote the
But he was
bullet
ready to
inside the
shoot.
gun.
He was ready to
Yeah,
shoot.
he was ready. Right, that's the difference here. Bob Barr's going to be the one to kind of make it amiable, and yeah, it's going to be a terrible day. America's had a terrible day. It's a bad thing that we allowed this to happen. It's our fault, though. We let these people. We gave these people all this shit. We did this, so it's terrible. The
You mean you
dark
gave
day in
them shit?
democracy.
You made them president. We gave them power. Is that
Yeah,
the shit you gave
basically.
them?
Yeah, I guess. But it's gonna be an issue, Bob, because you got to be careful, because they're teetering, really teetering, on the uncivil war.
What do you mean teetering?
On the edge, bouncing back and forth, gonna
What,
fight, not gonna fight.
you are you saying Trump is vulnerable?
No. War is great. That's the fastest constitutional convention getter of all. Yeah, that's
Oh,
correct.
you're saying that Trump is teetering on whether to take military action.
No. He's going to take military action. He's going to
Well,
get
what is
right
he
up there.
teetering
He's
on?
It's not him that's teetering. The country is teetering on WOA.
And why is that? Why do the people believe the media? Why are they all worked up and hallucinating?
Because the police is killing nigger people, and they don't like it anymore.
Then you find out that hardly any blacks get killed every year. It's the whites that get killed.
Oh, we're so glad you brought that up. Guess what? Check this out. Check this out. Now, just now, the tech body has found tape after tape after tape after tape of people that's been murdered, like Truman Capote, in cold blood. Ooh, yes. No, and old Hopper Lee, she's going to have another book get found.
Saying? They found a bunch of murdered people? Like they found Mae Brussels' files? And Mae Brussels listened
to
40 years
no,
ago?
No. Somewhere, no. The tech, they didn't have the recording capacity. Apparently, a lot of people have been killed. Killed. K-I-L-T, killed. They've been killed lately, and they got just now found a video. They found videotapes of it.
Oh, and is it another black person or a Puerto Rican or a white person?
Other black people, yes.
Okay, so tech bodies found other people, so that would cause even more anti-white stuff.
Yes.
In the riots or before that?
No, before that.
Oh, you mean, you mean black cops getting killed or just black
citizens? No, white police, P-O-L-E, police killing black people, more of that. More recordings are going to come up because now that's a big deal.
So there were recordings, but nobody cared.
Right, but now since they care, somewhere the tech body found them all, every last one.
So they're going to be released, and then that will cause a civil war?
Oh, yes. No, that will cause more degradation, more
of
problems,
what?
More of the police not being allowed to go to work anymore.
Yeah, so you think the cutting back on police power, bureaucracy is going to happen?
Well, sure, Bob. Then they need to. How else are they going to pay for all this FEMA cramp business, Bob? How they got to pay for it? You got to
pay for it.
Who's going? Somebody's got to pay for FEMA cramps. And so, if everybody's got law and order, a rule of law, we got to have. Now, when the Democrats, all we heard was rule of law, rule of law, rule of law, and now it's like, oh, they're just having a little beef. They're just beefing. They're just talking. They're not doing nothing. It was their stuff. They buy that stuff with money, and they would have bought it if they had the money. So why don't they just go ahead and bash the windows in and take it? They're just doing their constitutional right of exercising their right to protest. That's the only thing that's happening here.
You get this show, what's happening? Remember after 9/11, they dropped the CIA and they created the new Department of Homeland Security?
Yeah.
Well, this is what they're going to defund the police and create FEMA grants.
So they can pay for it.
Yeah, they're defunding the police and they're going to create a new police structure called FEMA grants. That's what you're saying, right?
Yeah.
So that's is that Trump being very smart? Letting it ride, and then he says, I'll get those guys.
He's probably the one sending them bologna sandwiches up there so they don't starve to death. Remember the Occupy Wall Street, Bob? What happened there?
Yes. Somebody sent food? Is that what you're saying?
So, yeah, they kept them pumped up in sugar
water,
bubbly water.
So Trump's
going to
send the bologna sandwiches to the FEMA clamps.
No, to Seattle, where they have taken over Seattle. And then he's going to come in like a mighty rushing wind and stomp them all and say, you don't do this no more. He's going to have this is the essence of the war. The battle becomes how far he goes. And that's why he's concerned. So now here's the persona, okay? The persona is that he's the listening president. He's not the talking president. He's the listening president. And what he's going to do is he's going to listen to the cries of the people, okay, the people. And so then he'll be the one to listen, and he'll do what. Then he's going to say, no, we're going to have police. We're going to do that. No, we're going to have rule of law. And if you break the law, we're going to put you in jail. And if the jails get full, we'll build more jails. And if not, we'll just start. We'll do it like we used to do back the way we used to handle niggers, when they got in, became a problem, we just put them on the oak tree and hung them. Didn't take up no space, didn't have to feed them, wasn't no trouble. We just get us some plant. We'll start planting oak trees right now, we'll just hang them. And if you want to go with it, that'll take care of them.
He's saying, you're saying he's going to say that. And what's this got to do with the FEMA cramps?
People are going to have a fit, and it's going to cause a, you know this word, force majeure. Do you know that word?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to cause that.
Well, that's executive fiat. Well, what's that mean? The people are going to bring the executive fiat in?
No. No, if they get out of hand, a force majeure is when the government takes over. So the municipality of just, say, Seattle will have to be abandoned, and it'll have, the government will have to come in and take it over. And that's a bad thing to do because it gives a really nasty look. But they're doing this to force the Trump's hand into causing this so they can say, look, he caused the civil war between the black people and the black people because it's the black people killing black people. Because that's what the problem. He did it. And he took black people that killed black people in Chicago, which was way more than all these other people put together. And they do that every weekend. That's just a weekend rave in the south side of Chicago. That's just a party. That's just party. That's party on, Garth. They don't have no police in Chicago, isn't it? Them people, Miss Rainbow Windstripe White Song, she's running that thing into the ground. So we don't have no trouble with that. So then what happens with White Sox? So then she can now say, oh, okay, I didn't have no control. The president has stepped in and made this a thing. There's your trouble.
Okay, so you're saying the Democrats want Trump to step in so he makes him bad for the election. And Trump is going to step in because he can control it differently than what the Democrats hope to get out of it. Is that what you're saying?
Correct.
He can do something.
He can come in. Well, he could come in, solve it, and Keith could come in, solve it, and turn right around and say, you know what? You people are right. These policemen, they are corrupt. We're going to put the police in jail and lock every one of the police up. But what they're going to get instead is a new thing.
That's the FEMA cramps.
That's correct. But we don't like to use that verbiage because that people have something in their mind about that. You've been talking about it too long. It'll be a version of the FEMA cramp.
Well, you used the term all these years. You're saying we're not using it anymore.
Well, yes, we will. But when we say it, we say this step here is going to be like that.
Yeah, the image people have of what it is not what's going to happen.
In this first step, yes. It will before it's over with. Because, see, like now they want to take and change all the names of everything that had anything to do with the Confederacy. And Trump's like, fuck you. We're not doing that. Fuck you. Go. You don't like it? Move to goddamn Canada. Get your shit and go. And you better, if you're going to Mexico, you better hurry up before the wall gets done. Because once you get there, then you're going to have to stay here. And you're going to have to push the wheelbarrow from now on.
So the anti-Trumper says Trump is dividing the country so he can bring in authoritarianism. Yeah. It'll look like that's what he did. He divided the country so he could bring in the FEMA grants.
A viceroy ought to be able to do what he wants to, shouldn't he?
Okay. So will this move towards FEMA grants happen before the November election?
Well, that's what Seattle is an example of.
Will it move, start happening before the election?
Happening right now, Bob, so it is before the election, so yeah.
He hasn't done anything in Seattle.
I'll give it a minute.
Oh, okay. So are the Democratic governors and Democratic mayors on their secret Zooms talking to Pelosi and saying, yeah, we're going to do this, we're going to nail them? Are they talking among themselves over the video Zoom or some means of communicating, conference calls?
Yes.
Yeah. They are conspiring. They're consciously doing what you're saying
day
they're
going
to do.
Night and day. They're looking for the next lug nut to loosen to make the next wheel fall off the train. They're just looking for the loose lug nut Come here, lug nut. Come here. You're going to make a good lug nut. Come here, lug nut. You work right here. We're going to put you in charge of something. You can run it. See, it's all the House of Cards. Remember Breaking Bad when they set the stage for the House of Cards where he kept all these 99,000 bad decisions and he just kept winning and kept winning and kept winning and kept getting away with it.
Are you talking about the show House of Cards or Breaking Bad?
No.
Two different shows.
Both. In the meth-making Breaking Bad, the dude that was making the meth, okay, he was there. He got away with stuff. He got caught a break. He got lucky. He knew he was going to jail any time, but he was going to die anyway, so it didn't matter. Why not? You know, knock it out. Do what you do. Then what happened is when he got away with it all, he created or built this House of Cards that was doomed to fall. Yeah, and this is going to, this what you're talking about is Crossfire Hurricane, Bob, the House of Cards. It's called Crossfire Hurricane.
Oh, you're saying the Democrats are building the House of Cards?
Yes.
I see. So there is a tech body deluding them like they did to Hillary. She thought she was going to win in 2016. The Democrats think they're going to really prosper over the next few months with this riot and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. We may have it. We may have it to where the news is that it's finally concluded that Trump's not going to win one state during the next election. He's going to lose all 50 states,
That's how it'll appear.
And he's down. And his poll numbers will be down 50 points. He's only up. He's only got 47. No, 37. So he'll be minus 12.
Yeah, okay, so that's happening. He will understand, because he listens to us, what's really going on.
Yeah.
He won't be bothered by it.
No. He knows what's going on.
Because he listens to us and believes us, or he just knows in his own situation?
Well, whether he believes us or not, that's what happens.
And he knows that, what we say happens. Well,
he watches it. You know it.
Okay. So he.
We had him in paradise, Bob.
You had him in paradise?
At paradise. We said they're going to burn paradise, California.
Miss Joe Dunn Sloan made the detail there after Joe died. Yeah. He went there. You're saying that Trump went
killed,
there?
After she killed Joe on your behalf.
Yes, and did she? You're saying Trump went to Paradise, California?
Nope, but when it burnt, he believed us then.
Oh, you had said it.
That activated the belief system more.
Now they're
more concerned. But whether he believes it all or not, or takes it all or not, now when we say it, all of a sudden it's kind of like, wait a second, they can make what they say come true. That's troublesome, regardless of what they say. But they can make it come true. That's troublesome. See?
That's what Trump knows.
Yes.
Okay, so Trump, I sort of put my situation up in the line. I don't usually make correct statements on one side or the other, but I said, post around yesterday, every American voter can vote against Trump. If they did, Trump would still win. And then I said, why? Because the tech body's in charge, and they put Trump in 4 years ago, and they're going to do it again. And then I say, you want to know more about the tech body, you go here. So some idiot responded, well, I don't listen to MP3s. And so you tell me what you're talking about in typing, in something I can read. And I responded, sorry, I don't read. So I'm an oral guy. Okay, but
you shouldn't say you're an oral guy. You should say I'm a guy into cunnilingus.
Cunnilingus?
Yeah, you're into the oral part of
cunnilingus.
Yeah, that'd be fun. That's okay, what we said. But we are not on your salon.
I know. Yeah, but the point is, I said that, and you're commenting in a way, noting that. You brought up the point that it could go down to 0 minus 12 against Trump in the polls. That's what I'm saying. Everybody would appear to vote against Trump. So you said that now because of what I said yesterday?
Probably.
Yeah. And would Trump notice that I posted that?
Sure. He don't get excited about all that because they already hit that. And Miss McEhaney, she says, well, that's what they said in 2016, and he'd have a snowball chance in hail. If they'd had ice water, they'd be serving ice water and mojitos in hail before that ever happened, and he still won. So,
right. Now, does she goes by her experience and what happened. Is she privy to the secret access to our recordings and what we're saying? Is she
sort
privy
of,
to that?
Sort of. They have to be careful because, Bob, how many press secretaries has he had? He's had a
right, right. Yeah. Yeah.
So you got to be a little careful because it wasn't too long ago you had Dancing with the Stars guy.
Scott. Was it Scott? Sean? Sean or Scott or something?
Yeah.
Right, Sean. But to me, she looks very powerful and very good at this job she's got. Am I perceiving her accurately?
Well, she's pimping it the right way because the press pool doesn't, they're not so rough with her. She chops their head off pretty quick. Whereas Huckabee Sanders, she you could hurt her feelings. Mm. You know, one gaffe on her pie and she gets all puddly. The McEhaney, she ain't gonna do that. She'll tell you right quick. She's like, oh yeah, and I know what your daddy did too, and I'll tell it right here, right now. Why don't you ask those questions? Let's see how. What was he arrested for? Oh, yeah. Pedophilia, was it? Yeah, I believe the registration was pedophilia. Now tell us again about your conversation again. So, yeah, he'll bust it.
Okay, so this Esquire, the main journalist or columnist is Charles Pierce, and he's always finding ways to make the Trump cabinet and the people look really bad. And he's a very good writer. A guy like him is going to be so shocked when Trump gets a landslide after he had nobody voting. Will he start saying this was rigged? This was tampered with? How could Trump win after such a big nothing in the polls? Well, a person like that.
They'll go line by line like Saturday Night Live used to, and take it word for word, and that's why it's funny because it couldn't possibly be real. So because it can't be real, then of course it's fictitious. Well, if it's fictitious, then that's comedy. That's the essence of comedy. That's why it would be funny if it wasn't so sad. So they'll play it like that. That's what they'll do. He'll pick it apart.
I don't care what you're saying.
It.
They're gonna take line by line and say what? That it was rigged?
No. Rigging aspect, they'll just accentuate what really happened. He'll write about what took place. And then paint the picture that this was abrogated in some form or fashion. Of course, regardless of who was doing the steering, it's going to be Trump's fault.
I don't know what the word abrogate is. So anyways, try again.
Right.
How will Pierce react to Trump winning in such a surprising way?
Oh, Scott. Scott knows a lot of words. He might know that word, too.
No, I'm asking you.
Oh, sorry. We digress.
What did you just? What are you saying? They're going to what? They're going to accuse Trump of stealing the election, right?
Or it won't be stealing the election. It'll be he called certain people to stand in those areas to where people didn't feel comfortable going to the polls, and that's wrong. And we can't do this anymore. And this is what's wrong with this country. Or. Then you have another line, because they'll do 50 of them at a time. Now, we can't believe that these ads have gone out and how he did not have the money to pay for them ads that he said he had, and he put his money, and he don't have no money, so he stole that money, which is a breach of financial fitness of something. And then that won't do anything. All these, just like they've done, it's just over and over and over. First, it was Russia, just how they've done the last 3 years, Bob. Pick something, and they've run it to the ground. And then it was he colluded. Then it was Russia. And then it was, oh, no, he's a bad guy. Oh, no, he would have. He would have. If he had any money, he would have. Yeah.
Fuck yeah, he'd have sold us. He'd have sold it if he would have. Well, no, if he'd have meant to, if he did it. If he did. Isn't that what they impeached him over? It's what they accused him of? That if he would have done bad had he had a chance.
Okay. So the noise, the Democratic noise we've had the last 3 or 4 years, will continue in the second term.
Oh, yeah.
And now you're saying the Democrats, though, will never have a president for 37 years or something. We may add to that. So the Democratic Party may collapse after this election.
Well, it all but has now. It's kind of like the Communist Party is making a spin. The Democrats have lost their, they're becoming good communists. Now, that's what they tried to lock up Lucille Ball for, because one time she put that she might be a communist on her voting application.
Okay, so are the American people, there's going to be a landslide? No, the tech body is going to make it a landslide. People won't have a say. But will it be the sentiment in the majority of Americans that Democrats are need to be removed as a political entity? Is there a growing feeling of that, that that's not being registered in the media?
Maybe. We're going to see what you do with it.
Come down to me. I decide what the moods are going to be.
No. You set the market, and then the market responds. See, all this is being built in. You'll say something strange. The shit you said yesterday is what made the market drop 2,000 points today. Luckily, we were aware of your incredulity.
So I caused it to collapse.
You get up there talking like grown. You get up there talking like grown folks, like you know something. You don't know nothing. And then when they pin you, it's like, I don't know. I was just typing. I don't know. So what do you mean I did it? How could I do it?
I'm just quoting.
Well, you do it way too efficiently, Bob. Way too efficiently.
Now, what? So wouldn't the market say, oh, good, Trump's going to win anyways? Why would that collapse them? Was it the Democratic part of the Wall Street that collapsed?
No. See, they're pimping. They are responding. They'll pump this thing up to run it up to drop it back down. So now they got to say, uh-oh, we're vulnerable again. Oh, we're going to shut it down again. Oh, we're not going to shut it down. He's going to open it all up and make us go to work, and we're going to get the coronavirus and die. He's not going to let us go back in our house. He's going to say, you're against the law. If you go in your house, it's against the law. We're sleeping outside. We're going to get the coronavirus and die. I've got to go to work. It's terrible.
That's who's saying that on Wall Street? The tech party?
Everything, Bob. All we have to do is think it and whisper it or blow something over it. And then it's a cold breeze, and it's the coronavirus, and we're going to die. And they start ordering the wagon to pick up your dead because they're going to die. That's what's kind of happening now. And see, now look
what,
here.
What was that
this
then?
Is,
what's going to die?
This is the expectation of hopelessness.
What is the
Remember?
Expectation? Everybody thinks it's a new day of hope. The police are being defunded.
No. If we blow over something, just blow a wind over it, that gloss is a different conversation. So, remember, Corona was solved. They could protest and riot and have a big time, lick each other at the funerals and cry all over each other and have just indiscriminate relations. Now, we like the relations part. That's all right. If you can get some, get some. Man, we're not fussing about that. But it's just like, come on now, you got to have some kind of barrier in this whole conversation here. At least, you know, wash your tongue before you start licking bad things. So then if we blow a wind over something, it takes heat, catches flame, catches wind. Fire makes its own wind. And so then what happens is now we'll be right back to Corona 202.
And you did that the past day?
Yeah.
So why do you want the second Corona to be noticed?
Oh, just to make everybody realize who's running this, that they better They're going to soon figure out real fast that if they don't ascend, they don't have a prayer. And what they're saying right now is that we don't have a prayer. And people are kicking back right now because they don't have a prayer.
And they don't have any hope.
Correct. So this great hope that you're talking about is so fleeting that it doesn't apply. It doesn't matter. Even the great places. New York is
well.
To be
what
a great
hope?
Place.
No, no, they got no hope. We're the hope, and then you're saying what great hope are you referring to?
Oh no, we're not talking about hope of glory. We're talking about glory. That's the difference.
So you say they won't. They're going to find out that if they don't ascend, then they got no hope or nothing. How are they going to find out they have to ascend? How are they going to find out?
We don't care. We don't care. Why? They don't listen. They do what they want to. They go do whatever they do. Just do it or not. It's not our job. It's not our responsibility.
Okay. So you're saying the deaths will increase so rapidly and people will get frightened and a few might stumble into ascension.
Maybe.
That's what you're saying.
See, this is what's so fun about it now is, Bob, it's like, okay, we got it. Okay, we got it. You're in charge as long as you're good, as long as Carolyn's good. Okay, everybody else, we'll see how it goes.
You say it's wasn't the old Bible thing? If there are two people on the planet who are followers of Christ, who are pre-Christ in Melchizedek, then God would back off. Remember that old cliche? Is that what you're saying? Einstein. But we've got Bob and Carol and JW. And if we have that, the rest of you go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Canaan land is just in sight.
Okay, that would be, what's that got? Does that mean good news or bad news or Canaan land is good for Bob?
Well, Canaan land is where you're going, so Canaan land is good. They call it heaven. They call it paradise. They call it, look what they do to paradise. They burnt paradise. See how they do?
They call it the New Jerusalem.
New Jerusalem, yes, that's exactly right. That's good.
Okay,
you should play that.
Okay, so we saw the bad news dealing today is the beginning of the summer blues you said was coming. Summer blues, the more and more death.
Yeah.
Everybody's going to stop rioting. You're going to go run back home. And, and it's not spread, the masks don't protect you. But in the house is where you, at home, you eat the polluted food. That's what's going to kill you. So people have to stay outside. And then that's why the Mnuchin says no stopping the economy because people have to stay away from home.
Yes.
Right? Is that what you were saying? Does Mnuchin understand that? They've heard our recordings. They know that.
Sure, but they have to taper it.
Yeah. Well, they can't go around saying, well, I am told to do this. That's like Gene Dixon in the Nancy Reagan White House. So they can't say anything about it, but they are considering it. And let's say they don't consider what we say. They're not going to sabotage the economy. That's it. It's too bad.
Correct.
And that's Pelosi's against that. That's just putting market over people. That's where the medium is bigger than people's wins.
Listen.
The medium is on the clone set. The system is bigger. He told us to Spiro Agnew. System's bigger than you. You don't like all these idiotic people yelling about Nixon. That's what Spiro said. And McClellan said, well, you don't understand, Spiro, that the media, the system is bigger than you or any White House. So the market, the zeitgeist, the media mix is something that no. Even the Green Party could do anything about it. They have to keep it going.
Right.
So in that sense, the tech party is waiting to even make that even a stronger point.
We're going to give it. And the difference now is we're giving it some teeth. That's what it
giving
never
it what?
Had before. It didn't have it. Teeth.
What is getting teeth?
Our words.
Oh, okay. All right. Were you starting to say something else there? Did I cut you off? No. Okay.
Just bantering. Teeth.
All right.
And the dog's going to bite.
Yes. All that you've warned, it'll look like it's happening. what you mean by getting...
Because it'll be happening.
The medium will become even stronger. McClellan will be more right.
Yeah,
but
right.
The effect will be. Okay, so here's some maybe quicker questions. You warned us about the subculture. That's what America had to worry about 5-6 years ago. You said that. Are we witnessing something called the Antifa Fossil Law? Is that the subculture you warned about, or is it some other military groups that are the subculture? Patriotic military groups, that's the traditional view of the subculture.
Yeah, likely.
Not so much the Antifa group is the subculture you warned about. Again, he's right. The subculture is not Antifa that you warned
correct.
About.
That's okay. Correct. Antifa is nothing. Antifa is just a name that they're going to call something. It's something. Because how can the anti-fascist act more like fascist than the fascist did, Bob?
Okay. Who is making them happen? Who's organizing them? What's organizing them? Just the tech party?
We didn't say.
Okay. Got a clarity the other night. I think it was talking to JW, not you. And we've all been pointing out that the Communist Party of China is going down, and they're going to be replaced by the King Jing Dynasty, Q-I-N-G Dynasty. Well, JW was saying the other night, no, the Jing Dynasty is going down with the Communists. Because the Jing Dynasty was always in control since 1912 when they apparently resigned and Sun Yat-sen took over and the Boxer Rebellion and all that
right.
stuff in 1912.
Right.
And then the Communists took over from him. Well, the Jing Dynasty was the hidden ground of all of it. You agree with that?
Correct.
And so the Jing Dynasty, we were saying for several weeks, the Jing Dynasty is coming back. They're going to spread all the way to Paris. You're now saying... No, sorry, it wasn't the Qing Dynasty, it's something else. Oh, you like to say the mountain. So we're going to try to get this clear. The Qing Dynasty is over.
It will be, yes. When the People's Republic of China falls, that'll be the completion of the Qing Dynasty.
Didn't you notice me and Carolyn and others saying, okay, the Jing Dynasty is going to take over and replace the Communists. Didn't you notice that we had it wrong in light of what you're saying now?
Well, it's not really wrong. We don't know. You don't know what Communists are.
Yeah, well, whatever it is, the Jing Dynasty was coming back. That's what we were saying. And now you're saying, no, they're going down.
They're going to be replaced, which is what
right.
we said then.
No, nobody got that. And we said the erroneous version of it, whole thing for, I don't know, tailgate, all kinds of things, and you didn't correct us. Why not?
Yeah, you didn't ask.
Didn't ask. Okay, well, there it is, people.
You say a lot of things on tailgate. You do a lot of things on tailgate. You still won't tell Scott.
No, no, we said during the show, too. It said during the show. Here's the thing. The other night, Tuesday, I was telling people, hey, I found out that we had it all wrong. There is time. And everybody laughed that I was saying, I can't remember what it was that it corrected me. But it was a major thing. And then I just looked at my notes here. And, oh, yeah, it was the Jing Dynasty. So there's people. But Bob remembered what it was. We had it all backwards. And now we've been corrected. So praise Bob.
Yay. Praise Bob.
At least I'm consistent. I'm paying attention. And I show up every fucking show, and I do my work.
Right.
Let's see if you fucking
right.
other people can do something. Okay.
Right.
Except for Bert, Bert and Melissa, maybe, and Mark Sweat,
right.
with a few of you that do something.
And Samantha Joy, and Judy Ann,
yes, Loretta Lynch, Loretta Lynch,
Sasha,
Sally
Sasha, Joe, Pauly, Annette.
Yeah.
Vera, there's several of them.
Right.
Cornholio.
It's gotten so bad. Okay, so-and-so, you got any questions? I can't find my list. I lost my list. So talk about being prepared. I can see where Iron is teetering whether he gives a fuck and he won't show up anymore. So note that feature.
Sure. Sure.
Yeah.
And it's all good because, see, now the point is that somebody's going to ascend. That's what you need to know. And we hope everybody does. It's kind of like nutting. Somebody's going to nut. That's what's got to happen. Okay, we hope everybody nuts. But if you don't nut, that's not our fault. And it's not Bob's problem. He wants you to. He wants you to every dream you have to come true, as long as he doesn't have to personally finance them.
Okay, Ion, a couple people confused over what the meaning of the Pentecost weekend was recently. They thought there'd be fire in the sky and the Holy Spirit would come down or something. They wondered if they were rioting.
Ion,
let me ask that question. They noticed the rioting started, civil rioting in America started on Pentecost weekend. Was that the fire from the sky?
Part of it. That's a fallout. That's a symptom. That's a symptom. See, when this power fell, of the power falling on the humans, and they couldn't stand it. They can't stand something being authoritative over them. They can't stand having all this power that they can't use. They can't stand that they're not in control. They can't stand that they're powerless, and yet they pay for the power people to be over them in the first last place, or is it the last first place? Fine.
Yeah, so you're saying the tech body, they see the tech body's in charge, and they think they should be in charge, and they're panicking, and that's part of the motivation of the riot. They're trying to get some kind of control, as they sort of notice something is bigger than them. Okay?
Mm-hmm. All right. It's kind of like when you barbecue. It's like when you barbecue a steak on the grill. There's char and stuff on the grill. These riots and things that you're discussing, that you're talking about, that would be the char left over on the grill.
Okay. All right, one more point. Is New York's governor, Andrew Cuomo, I think his name is he feeling really bad that he caused this nursing home fiasco, or he doesn't even understand that he caused the nursing home?
He don't have a clue. He's just trying to keep fucking Natty alive a few more days.
Who? Natty? Who's Natty?
Natty. Madeline Cuomo.
Oh,
Mario's bitch. Mario's
the mother?
Bitch. Yeah.
The wife, not the mother.
The mother. His mother.
Okay. Like she's like a Barbara Bush. She's used to having power.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Still do.
Right. And Chris Cuomo seems quite nutty in his opinions. He's just unhinged, if anybody is.
He's in this thing. He's in this zeitgeist. He's in this dryer, in this tumbler, in this cement mixer, going around and around and around and around, where he's not doing anything. He's not saying anything. They tell him what note to punch. What note to punch. He punches said note. And then that's the end of the conversation. Then tomorrow, they tell him what note to punch. So he's playing the piano, and each night he goes to the piano, and he sits down. They give him one finger and one key, and he can hit it a few times. No other key can be touched that night. And he bang, 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 and then that's the night. That was a really great show, and a really great show. And then tomorrow he's like, well, on a lighter note, here we go. Bing, 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 bing. That's what he does. He runs it up. And people have to listen because they love piano playing, so they go and they tune in every night so they can hear the bing, 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 bing of the day, du jour.
All right, very good. Okay, okay, Ion. Next question is, Bannon was out in the international waters with some billionaire, and they declared a free China. Is that a joke, or is the mountain helping Bannon? Is Bannon just grandstanding? Do we put any attention to that with Bannon's declaring?
Yes, we're going to. We're going to. He's giving them a way out, Bob. He's being benevolent, unlike you. You just let them all die. He's being benevolent because he's trying to rule something.
He's being benevolent to the communists, giving them a way out.
Nah, he's being benevolent to his pocketbook, Bob.
Oh, so he's just using the Chinese billionaire.
Yeah, why not? They're good for something.
Yeah, so it's not. You might use it for other purposes beyond what Bannon's doing.
Oh, yeah. It's good. We give them a way to go. Otherwise, if they have to march into the sea, then, you know, they need a good reason for that, don't they? I mean, because people
and
need
that
to
would
march
be,
in the sea
the,
for something to do.
The reason would be that the people agree with the new free country and the Chinese.
Basically.
They don't want to be communist anymore. That would be the
basically.
Story. All right,
basically.
So that would, so then the Chinese communists would have a reason, an honorable reason to commit suicide.
Right. Yay.
All right.
Harry Carey. Harry Carey.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
That's Japanese. That's Japanese.
Right, and I have an article here. Someone drew my attention to it 20 years ago. China set up crime web in Canada, report says. Asian criminal gangs, the Chinese government. This is a major federal government report, you know, 20 years ago. And I bring that up because maybe talking to somebody, there's a lot of Chinese ownership or presence in Canada. So I was thinking that as Trump has a rejects China, and they already, some part of China owns a lot of the United States, but Trump is crimping that, putting a little pain on China, so they have to be in the North American area, so they're doing it through Canada? Is that an accurate understanding of China?
The East India Trading Company, yes.
Well, that's the British Empire. That's not China.
Yeah.
So, So China,
yeah.
The East India Company took over China, and China infiltrated and took over the East India Company.
Yes, the latter.
Okay, so that's the TV show we're talking about a couple of years ago. Some little strait off of Seattle and Vancouver was the thing they were battling over in 1810 or something in this TV show. That was a symbol of the interface between China and the East India Trading Company. Okay.
That's
so there.
Because
they're
he owned that right with that piece of paper that the East India Trading Company could not get.
Right. And the so we, Dr. Peter, talked about the Bolsheviks in Russia in the 12th, 20th century. And then he said they took over Canada and China. So this is what the Peter terms are the Bolsheviks, that's East India Trading Company. Now, they're historical power. And and you say, I will have to deal with them. So they've taken over Canada, and would that prompt a reason for Trump to invade Canada, which you said years ago, which sounded preposterous, that America would invade Canada, over this Bolshevik,
yeah.
or I mean, East India Trading Company issue? Trump's
yeah,
aware.
It'll be the new Bay of Pigs, Bob. Remember with
wow.
Cuba and Russia.
Oh yeah.
On the other side, it'll be the new Bay of Pigs. That's what they're trying to do to distract everybody to help settle the war between the states and the cities.
Ah, yes, and that'll be well into the second term, 2000.
Yeah. Well, we keep talking about the second term. How long is the Viceroy's term, Bob?
Oh yeah, that's right. Okay, so.
No, we just wondered. We didn't know.
I get it. But isn't it a so it'll be a fiasco for America like a Cuba invasion was?
Was that a disaster?
Yeah, well, that's the standard historical mainstream media's position. Maybe other things happened that we don't know about. So it might be presented as a disaster, but it won't be, is what you're saying.
Okay. Look at that. We're not warring you. We're just saying if it's a disaster, okay, but it seemed prescribed the way it was supposed to go, so that couldn't be a disaster if it went to plan.
Oh, yeah, yeah, they were. No, that's, well, wait a minute. Some people want to make Kennedy look bad, but that
Like kind of like Trump, huh? And that didn't work, and they killed Kennedy. At damn. Barry Goldwater again, yep. There you go.
could Trump get killed like Kennedy was as a result
they
of
they tried. They poisoned him. They shot him. They threatened him with a bad haircut. He'd commit suicide. They've set his family up. They tried to get Barron. They've done some pretty nasty stuff.
Did you say they made him get suicidal?
Yeah.
When was that? That was like a couple of years ago? He was getting depressed by the media coverage?
Yeah, not the media coverage. He likes that. He don't care. He says any loving's good loving, Bob. So any TV is good TV, Bob. Now, you know.
Well, what got him depressed?
The fallout from it, you see.
Well, what was the fallout? That he had a bad image?
Well, it's not the image that he wasn't making any grinds. He was getting all this press, but it wasn't doing any good. He was getting all this attention, but nobody noticed. That's the slap in his face. You know,
he was having success with all his issues that he said he'd do, and he couldn't get any coverage on that. That bothered him.
And nobody cared. Nobody cared. It's like, well, you didn't do that. Obama did that. You just benefited from it.
Now, did he get over that? Did he get a tougher skin about
that? Yeah, when he realized that that's the case.
Okay, good. I have here, somebody said this, George Floyd had 92,000 frequency flyer miles. Is that true?
No, Bob. We said he gained that many frequent flyer miles since his death. But he'd had funerals in California, Minnesota, New York, South Carolina, and in Texas. And all this flying around all over the place, it got him a lot of frequent flyer miles as a dead guy.
Yeah, okay, and that's just nobody. Who's going to be able to use that?
Nobody. It's not even about the miles. It's about why would you fly somebody all the way to the world, all over the world, all over the United States over that shit? It's silly.
Okay.
What they should be asking is the anti-matter should be asking where he got the false $20 bill. That's what's against the law. They don't talk about that. Secret Service will kick there, put your ass in goddamn jail, you pass hot 20s. You don't go writing hot checks down in Mississippi, and there ain't no good chain gang, Bob. Why don't they talk about that? No, he's in every funeral that he went to, his family kept getting bigger because they kept finding more babies that he was the baby daddy of. And by the time he got to Houston, Sheila Jackson Lee didn't even have a chair big enough for her to sit down. She's a healthy woman. But she didn't even have a place to sit down because her family got so big, all these people that he had birthed babies by that he didn't even know.
and what could. These they were, was he the father of them or just people trying to get
no,
on the band?
No. Right.
He wasn't the father of them. He wasn't. So you're saying that these people are just trying to get in the will or something? Well, why did they want to be connected to it, claiming they had his kids?
Wow, that's interesting.
What's interesting?
Your comment.
Okay. You're saying that all these people showed up and claimed he was the father of their kids. Why were these people saying it if it wasn't true?
Because T.I. was paying bunches of money for the funerals and people was giving them free Target cards. And they get to ride in big cars they never rode in their life. And they didn't have to sleep in the projects. They could stay in a nice hotel while they're having the funeral. And they're going to get money checks because black antimatter matters. Black antimatter matters.
Okay. I have a statement here. Unemployment is rising. That's true.
Well, the weekly number went up 1.5 million. But it went up 1.5 million of the jobless. But last week before, 10 million jobs were gained. So it's an up and a down, an up and a down, an up and a down. So, yeah, who cares?
Okay. I have here, my note says, there were 3 actions on Wall Street on June 5th, 2020. Now, I remember you were saying 3 actions, and I don't think they all got spelled out. What were the 3 actions? Can we review that and complete that topic?
No, we're not doing that. You'd have to give your inside scoop on the triangulation positions for which options would move, purge the market, and that's not going to be recorded.
Right, okay, I understand. So something did happen, and that's why it didn't get said. It's not to
something happened said. Today. Something happened today, too.
And that I was involved in, right?
Yes, and what happened was, and look what happened. All of your airline stocks went to the basement. All of your tech body stocks went down double digits on one little hiccup, pardon Carolyn's pun, one little hiccup.
Wow.
Why don't you say, wow, you do this shit, and you act like you're surprised. That's the fun. That's the fun. Wow, Carolyn, I burnt the house down. Well, yes, Bob, you had a pack of matches. That's what happened. Yeah. Wow, I can't believe it. I didn't think the house would actually burn. I mean, I just thought about that fire. See, I didn't say anything today about the house burning down. Right, Bob, but we didn't expect you to set the damn thing on fire either. So, you know, it's okay.
Yeah, but it's the Groundhog Day effect. I have the same day every day. I have same events, and I get inspired by something.
I got you, babe.
Yeah, Chicago. When Frank Sinatra's saying, this is my kind of town, do you mean Chicago?
No. Are you kidding? His kind of town was Vegas. He didn't care. It wasn't Chicago at all. He was trying to tell them where to go to. It wasn't my kind of town. He did it his way, Bob.
Yeah, somebody was telling somebody it meant it referred to Chicago. That's not true. When he did the song,
that's not true at all. Chicago? Psh, what a joke!
Maybe it was a joke. Wherever I saw it. Okay.
Yeah,
we're looking at.
You don't want to go to Chicago. They're whooping nigger in Chicago now. You won't think they won't. They will do that. Yes, they will. They don't play. Homie don't play that.
All right. I think this is what I wanted to ask about. Thompson writes, the women as gatherers.
Here we go. Carolyn, make a little note of what time it is. But here he's going. He's going. We didn't think he was going deep, but he's going. Just make a little notation. So don't complain now. Don't cry.
Yeah. The Time Falling Bodies Take the Light, published 1981, page 150. He's giving a review of long-range history. And he says, the women as gatherers had slowly transformed gathering into gardening and agriculture. And that was the years from 9,000 to 6,500 B.C. The vast storages of grains produced the economic surplus that enabled the men to turn hunting into a nostalgic sport, an atavistic ritual, and trade. They turned trade into their major economic activity. Just that. The 9,000 to 6,500. He has different 2,000 levels, 2,000-year chunks of a trend, pre-agriculture, then agriculture, and then moving into big cities. Are this accurate? Because there's no time, but is there any accuracy to the datings 9,000 to 6,500 B.C.? Or we don't know when that was because the calendars have never been accurate. So it's not true that those numbers have any reality.
They are surreal, Bob. They are surreal.
I can get that. So did early humans, hominids, when they moved out of the forest and on the savannah, it was more dangerous. So the males
We like how you say savannah. It's a savannah. We like how you say savannah.
Savannah. And we did that. You're repeating yourself. So the savannah. to the savannah.
Now you're repeating yourself.
Yeah. Okay, so they move on to savannah, and the females felt vulnerable out there with the lions. They weren't as protected as in the forest. So they developed, they moved from estrus to sexual activity. Front on front, not this instant silliness that was before that. They started to emphasize sexual attraction to bring the men around them who were running around hunting and having fun with their buddies. So that changed. That was the first response for the females. And then they started gardening and agriculture developed. Did that kind of stuff happen? Or... since we were always here, and I was in New York City and all these places in the timeless zone, that this evolution that Thompson gets from archaeology and anthropology and Darwin didn't happen. Do you agree that none of that happened?
None of it occurred. Now, some of it's going to, but it hasn't yet.
Well, what would going to? We've already evolved to, we're already humans. What would Wait a minute.
Already evolved? Are you nuts? You're two nickels. You're two nickels short of a happy meal, Bob. Oh Lord, that is rich. Where you come up with that? Where you come up with that high-minded notion?
I'll tell you. I'll tell you what. I've been hanging around with the Andromedans for thousands of years, and I've grown fond of them. And so I think
the Canaanite. You mean the Canaanite?
Whatever you call those post-Moses reality.
We like it. We like it because they're making autonomous zones, and they don't even know how to spell autonomous now, Bob. It's pretty fun.
Okay, who's doing that? That's Peter Lamborn Wilson. And what are you saying? Well, who's doing this, making autonomous zones? Who's doing that?
There's a warlord in Seattle now that's raping women.
Really? Is that what they're saying? Some guy from Antifa college student is running everybody.
No, this black guy that looks like a gorilla.
And he's running around and running the neighborhood. Yeah. And they call it autonomous zones? Is that what you're saying? Jesus Christ. So Trump loves it. He's going to love this.
He loves it. They're making their own cereal, and all he's got to bring is the milk.
Okay, so, you know, it's very interesting reading Thompson's taking the latest scholarship of what you call prehistory, pre-Sumer, pre-civilization, and how hominization happened and symbolization, early writing and language, and then agriculturalization. When we arrived, when I brought people here from Andromeda in this place we call Earth, we were fully able to have cities and new technologies or whatever we developed, we already had. So there's no slow evolution of ape to man, to hominid, to early human settlements. None of that is actually correct.
Until you get your Thunderdome. Once you get the Thunderdome, it'll be different.
Yeah, what does that refer to? Is it come with the actual movie?
Yeah.
So I've got to look up Thunderdome to see what the movie was about, and then apply.
You remember? One come out.
Yeah. So you're saying the cultural or weird kind of evolution is coming due to the ascension process. So little humans will devolve back to the scenario Thompson said happened 10,000 years ago, right?
It's coming to that, yeah. Well, they're doing it now. They're shitting on themselves. They're running around licking themselves. They're picking mites off of each other's body and eating them. They're living outside. They're living in fucking trees. They're eating garbage. They're shooting shit into them. They don't even know what they're doing. They're running around doing all this kind of stuff, robbing, raping, killing, screaming, being yelling at things like the Walking Dead. Yeah, they're evolving. You're so hysterical. Humans have arrived. They know which needle, which end of the needle to stick in their arm now. They've arrived. Every time they give themselves a shot, they shot themselves instead of who they were giving it to. The damn thing. They figured out. They've evolved. They know which side the sharp end of the needle is now.
Okay, so Thompson sums up this effort to keep the comfort of the forest world out in the savannah so the women change their bodies so they can attract the male. He called it the first nativistic movement. That's ridiculous, right? Because none of this happened.
It is because, see, the war paint, if war paint's what did it, nobody would ever fuck an ugly woman.
If the war paint did it, you mean what women, their makeup?
Yeah, if makeup made it work, then no one would ever sleep with ugly women. But they, men don't care really, really, really. They just want to engage. Some people are into that. Some of them are into trash. Some people bad smells, Bob. The scat lovers love that.
Back in the day, people used to say, you'd hear young teenage guys would say, it's not the face you're fucking.
Right.
They fuck anything.
Exactly right. Yeah. Well, it depends on the relationship. So you have a nice fellatio-based relationship, then those missing teeth mean something to you. So,
but you're saying,
be aware, you see.
If there was no makeup, then ugly women wouldn't have been screwed? Is that what you were saying?
No. We're saying if Thompson was saying that didn't work, and we're saying that makeup didn't make women more attractive. Otherwise, ugly women would never have babies. They would never have relationships. And ugly women have a lot of relations, see? Because the stupid guys know they can fuck the ugly women anytime. And the pretty girls, they have to chase, and the pretty girls end up eating by themselves, and the fat ugly ones are the ones. How'd they get fat, Bob? Somebody took them to dinner.
What is Thompson doing that you parallel that point about the makeup?
You were talking about the tribal. You're talking about how the gatherers had to pimp themselves in such a way to draw penises that they could pleasure themselves with, and how they went about that process of engaging coitus with stupid men who didn't know what pussy was nor what to do with it.
Right, the hominid males, or screw the hominid females, regardless whether they're estrus or not, what you're saying.
Right, hey, of course.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, so did Thompson realize
We like how you applied estrus. That was nice. That was nice.
Yeah, yeah.
That means in cycle.
Right. So here it's autonomic cycle.
Mm.
So here it is, 40 years later, Thompson was writing, 40 years ago, what I'm reading here. Didn't he realize it was all bullshit? Or he just wouldn't know because he's conventionally sophisticated, conventionally educated, and he believes in the Darwin and the anthropology?
Yeah. He's like Scott. He don't fit in the Trojans either.
He don't fit in the Trojans?
Correct.
The condoms? He didn't use condoms.
Well, he was making references to the Trojan horse, but we morphed that into a condominium, however used.
Okay, so you're saying what we're saying, Thompson wouldn't believe because he believes in conventional education themes.
Correct. Well, so he's not a validator. You can say anything you want to, but that's in the fiction column. See, you have to sort this out. It's the Edward R. Murrow. Scandalous living, you see. But you have to validate what you say.
Right. We aren't validating it, so it's not a problem for him. We're not validating what we're saying, so he goes back to what seems to be validated. Correct?
In essence. What? But see, he's not even... Yes, in essence, but even he isn't good at it. So, whatever.
All right, so what is he so depressed about right now?
Oh, that there's no bad protesters and there's no good cops.
He would like to have bad protesters. That would make sense to him.
Yes. Well, it's logical that people are forfeiting the rule of law so they can shit on somebody else's doorstep. That seems ridiculous. But that's what he and the Upside Down caused. Because of his pie-eyed ideology that created an auto-nomad zone.
So he doesn't know that, and he's upside down, and he thinks, where are the decent people? Is he, like, despairing and civilization falling apart?
Oh, that's like that song on the White Album, isn't it? All the Lovely People. Mm-hmm.
No, but is he despairing because civilization's falling apart? He thinks?
He doesn't know. I mean, he's so deluded, he doesn't even have a clue, Bob.
Okay. All right.
He's like Gurdjieff. What does he know? He doesn't know anything. He knows he doesn't.
He doesn't even, the problem is Thompson knows he doesn't know anything. Gurgis thinks he knows something and doesn't know anything. So,
there why goes, which is the worst. You said that, what'd you say?
As which is worse.
Yeah. So back in May 1910, you said Gurgis was running around the realms developing contracts. Is he doing that in the realm of not knowing, and he doesn't know anything, so he thinks contracts are important?
I guess. He's trying to find a gate, but he doesn't have a key. And when he finds the key, he can't find the gate. So, seems to be
is
a hard
he,
rub.
Yeah, is he still motivated to make contracts? Still doing that?
Mm-hmm.
So he hasn't noticed we're
trying
talking
to.
About him.
Trying to.
Yeah, he hasn't heard us talk about him, critique him.
He doesn't engage it. He tries not to. He's heard, but you know he just sets aside.
He's not taking it seriously.
Well, it's not. Yeah, a little bit, but he doesn't want to respond because then he's in the soup. You see.
Right. Okay. Here's a point. You said in passing, I think, recently that the 33rd parallel protects people from the flipping poles. Did you say that?
No, it doesn't protect you from losing the electromagnetic field. So, no, but what it does is it gives you the best chance, because that's when the yarmulke is coming back together, too. So if you got a chance, you want to be as close to that as possible.
All right, so
we don't even care. We don't even care anymore, because everybody was told under penalty of fucking death to move. They're like, do I have another 99 years? No. Do I have another 30 minutes? Okay, Ion. In 30 minutes before I have to go, please have Bob send me an email. Okay, we said, just check fivebody.com. Just send your suggestion to fivebody.com, and all will be adjudicated. It'll be perfect. Send it to fivebody.com.
Mm-hmm. And we know where that ended up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So
it's a pretty amazing non-physical that can get rid of fivebody.com. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah, now the steam, I did notice that. You said in the midst of this 33rd parallel talk the other day, you said the yarmulke continent, you said it as if it was there. Now you're saying it's coming back. It's going to happen real fast?
Well, there's not time, Bob, so yeah.
Is that part of preparing the Earth to be the vehicles to go through the Stargate?
Let's just say those words are sound. They're not exactly sound, but they're close. So we'll just say yes. But just know later more words will probably come about that.
Yeah. We're going to the imaginary Andromeda, and the imaginary Andromeda has the reunited yarmulke continent.
Right.
And it's neither here nor there. You go through, you appear to go through the sun.
Both.
But
both.
You go in both directions, yes. People have to change their visual space conditioning. That we're going someplace out there. No, we're going to be going in all directions at once. This is what you're implying. Because we're going from physical to imaginary back to physical. So stop trying to visualize it. Stop trying to figure out what to pack when you go. Because you're not leaving. It's coming to us. Okay.
Well, it's just across the River Jordan.
Yes. So that was what you meant by River Jordan all these years. Going across the River Jordan was this Stargate point. So here we go.
And that's why the song comes into Canaan Land is just in sight.
Right.
You lost Corny.
I see. She's out there sunning. She's out there sunning, and now she's looking, trying to see in the sun how to make her. Now she's given up. She ain't going to try to get back on. Is that us coming back? Are you there, Ian?
No.
Okay. We're here.
So, yeah. Okay, so we're talking about this interesting. All through the years, you talked about going over the River Jordan. There's various themes, motifs, phrases you would repeat. Well, it all comes down to now, where we know now that you were referring to the flipping of the poles. So there's actually only a few themes to get. Among all
that's
the hours
of talking.
Right.
That's what we said. We said. We said and said and said. We've answered every fucking question that's ever been asked. Why?
Yes, but you didn't tell us the key point about the flipping of the poles.
You didn't ask. We told you everything about it. We told you what was going to happen, how it was going to happen. We told about the EMP. We told about paradise burning. We told about the Mississippi River going backwards. We told about water covering the big toe of the Statue of Liberty in New York City.
Maybe some stranger passed through. They said, that sounds like the flipping of the pole. But you didn't encourage that point to be reinforced or ask the note.
Well, you had to have something to do, Bob. Otherwise, you'd get stuck in LaRouche. Thompson's bad enough. Don't go to the LaRouche quadrant. That's worse.
Okay, so I suspected that we've been talking for 22,000 hours because you had to wait till we got
31,000.
31,000. Ah, that's a 31,000 now, Carol. 31,000. What do you think of that, Carol? 31,000. She's watching Beatle music or Fox porn. But American Graffiti. American Big Deal. The American
she
Big Deal show.
She went straight to the White Album after that, then, right? So she could watch some Beatle music.
Yeah, the American Idol. Okay, so here's the thing. I am dithered for 10 years because we had to get to this position. You had to get Trump in the White House. You had to get Bob in charge. That's what we were waiting for, right?
We had to get you some faithful sadomasochists to hang around.
Yeah. So we had to set up this whole environment. And so I had withheld the key points. There were only a few key points. Now we got them. That means that we're on board. And
we gave every point. We gave every point. You just had to connect the dots. So far, you and Bert and Dr. Dean are the only ones that are having any fortuitous events.
Anticipatory knowing. Okay.
Yeah, but we got a little participatory statue to give them all. Right before they die with them, you know, I play with soccer trophies where you get a trophy whether you won or lost. So we'll give them those. Mail them a little participation trophy.
Who gets
almost
that, Bert?
Ascended? No. All the ones that they're trying to ascend that didn't. We'll send them a little participation trophy. Thanks for playing. You almost ascended. Thanks for trying. Gave it the old college try there.
Okay, here's something in my notes, and I don't know what this is about, but there was a topic, and somebody says, he writes this out, reflecting on the ratio of intelligence to actuator capacity in this group. This sounds like one of those high-flutin intellectual groups that Scott's a member of, Game B or something. So they have this phrase, actuator capacity. So this person says, actuator capacity in this context being the ability to effectively coordinate action that meaningfully de-risks at minimum one of two things. A, the likelihood, intensity of collapse timeline, not even a sentence, or the building of necessary capacities, for example, coherence. Remember Derek was talking about decoherence. The building of necessary capacities, systems, model frameworks, fundamental research, and infrastructure or technology, housing, physical resources, that serve as a way to cross the adaptive valley and become the basis for what system is implemented after A being the likelihood of collapse. For B, it seems that having a fist-mover advantage here is essential, and maybe the only thing we should be dedicating attention to if A is inevitable, the collapse, beyond a certain threshold. By way of example, if someone like Vinay, some intellectual, can come along and effectively decrease actuator capacity to zero with as many well-intended and highly intelligent individuals, we are in for a very rude awakening when violence moves from the abstract to instantiated domain. Well, maybe he predicted, this was written many months ago, he predicted we're Seattle. So he says, key questions I'm asking myself after hanging out here on this forum quietly for a while. First question, What are people's assessments of the likelihood, timing, and intensity of A, what data, scientific, historical, spiritual, esoteric, otherwise, are the basis for this? Who knows what that means? Point two, is this data currently organized in any sort of coherent and or transversible way? It seems that a minimum requirement to assess A is by beginning to organize this with rigor. Three, what would be required in order for this group to move from the coordination of information perspectives to the coordination of activity in service of increasing actuator capacity? So we come back to that term. Now, this goes on and on and on, and I was curious about this is somebody adapting to the jargon of the Game B or whatever form of intellectuals. If it is Game B, I think it's people that used to be at the Santa Fe Institute, physics guys. What attracts the person to this kind of garbled, excessive
Nothing.
Jargon and talking?
It's Nothing. It's rigor mortis. It's rigor. They talked about rigor. It's rigor mortis is what it is. It's that song. Because after the third broken soliloquy, all that was one sentence, too, by the way. The third parametered soliloquy, you got lost because you don't know if they're pitching or catching or fucking or mucking or chucking or ducking or lucking or bucking or lucking and fucking and fucking. They don't know what they're doing. And then they're trying to go, well, they're going to meet the needs of the words. We're going to serve the words. We're going to let the words serve this conversation because they don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. So I'm going to say some words. And if I say enough words, they string together in a non-cohesive pass-through-perfect construct, then I can find out if I came, would I go?
Now, what is it about little man that makes him live inside his mind like this and forget common sense?
Oh, they're still evolving. They're still evolving, Bob. It's okay. Yeah, once they get evolved, they'll be okay. They're still in the process. God's not finished with them yet. God's not finished with them yet, Bob. He's still working on them. Yes, blessed be, till they get blessed out. And some of them can get blessed out.
B-L-E-S-S-E-D, blessed out?
Yeah, blessed out.
Okay.
Huh? Well, bless somebody, and if you bless them out, that's like what Carolyn does when she hollers at you. She blesses you out.
Well, that's sort of like, yeah, that's blasting. The effect is a blast.
Yeah. And she'll bless you out. And you better be glad you got good hinges on them doors. And that multi-million dollar... trailer you live in.
William Lewis in 1914 in his manifesto, he would play off, he'd bless people and then he'd blast them. He'd play off bless and blast.
Yeah. Bless them and bless them and bless them out.
Okay, now after all those trivial topics, I think I've come across something important.
Oh, good. Finally. And, thank goodness. We were hoping for hope that something would get out of this.
Yeah, so here it is. It's the June 2nd, what you, so what is this, 16th coming up this Tuesday. So it's 2 weeks ago, and a week and a half, 2 weeks. So June 2nd, and Nan came up with some interesting questions. And so I want to develop these or find it. Now, I've got the link. I'm just going to see, we're going to play until we find the point. Okay.
I don't know. Let us feel at you a little bit. We'll tell you how soft you are.
You can hear that, right?
Damn. Oh, yeah. Lead off what kind of woman are you? What is that? Personage. It wouldn't be your personage.
So moving us forward.
So
get the point.
So that's the difference in the toast.
Ah, there it is. It's all about the toast. Okay. The toast and the toaster.
Oh,
metaphor.
Yeah. And the crumbs.
What?
And the crumbs.
Right. No, but you apply it to, I think, ascension here. And so it's useful. So I just want to make sure we get what the point is here. Okay.
The spirit can. That's like can. But that's not the same thing, you see. Because once you separate that, you're talking about the ethers now. That'd be like demons that were cast out of you that have been going to the animals.
Oh, yeah. She thought that dead people could, when they reincarnate by going into animals, she thought that somehow the essence maybe was going in. And I pointed out, No, not that. The spirit was going into the animals. And I don't know. And that did not lead to acquiring re-physicality.
Correct.
Right. So the reincarnation effort to get into the animals by spirit, which doesn't mean soul, by spirit, but it's not the essence, is a delusion to think that'll lead
right.
to getting back.
It would be like having a toaster, plugging it up, turning it on, and not putting any bread inside of it. It's still toasting, but it's not toasting bread because there's no bread in it. You see?
Okay, so, all right, we got that. That's a statement. Now I'm going to let you get into the toaster talk. Here we go.
Yeah, it's not your personage. It wouldn't be your personage.
Your personage is your essence, what used to say, that goes to the gut. And the essence...
Right. We'd say that's your bread. That's your bread. That's the unrealized creations, yes.
Right, and that's the closest to us conceiving what is eternal about us, our essence.
Yeah, that would represent the bread.
Okay, now the essence, it is in touch with the physical. Because if I've always been open now, then I didn't transition. Or if I did transition, it was a subplot and some fragment of my essence went back to the gut for something, which we haven't clarified.
We can clarify that right now. On the resurrection morning, when all the dead in Christ shall rise, you'll have a new body, you'll have a new life.
Right, and that is the body and new life you already have, which is your eternal physical.
But it'll be changed and perfected.
And that's your eternal physicality, which you always
had. That's ascension, which we say you've always had, but you didn't know it, you didn't use it, but didn't do you no good, so.
Right. Now, what is the eternal physicality? Is it the toaster, the toast, the electricity? Right now, what is which word applies to what we're just talking about, the eternal physicality?
Well, all those become the, all those conversations would be the totality of the process, okay?
Right.
You have bread. Bread was always toast, Bob. Bread was always toast.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't. Yes, it was. No, it wasn't. No, we have new toast. We have new bread. Okay, we're going to put the bread in the toaster. When it comes out, it's going to ascend. It's going to become toast. Well, we say, it was toast before you toasted it. It was always toast. It was before the foundations of the world, it was toast. No, it's not. It's goddamn loaf bread. Loaf bread, don't you know nothing? No, we see it clearly as toast. It's always been toast. There's never been anything but toast. Let them eat cake if they can't believe in toast. But then you have this process, however metamorphical, that shifts the bread, which is toast, into convincing you now that you are indeed toast, even providing you some crumbs to prove it, to prove you are there.
What was your last words? The preview of that?
To prove you were there. There.
Okay. All right. That was added to the sentence. All right. So, we've said some things right now, got on record. Now we're going to play what man evokes and see if it matches with what you said. Because we're going to get into this in that toaster metaphor.
Okay, confused. Mm-hmm. And that's why you have to be able to do that if reincarnation applies. But if that's
right,
that doesn't work. The essence separated from it. It's kind of electricity. You know, electricity is running the toaster. Right?
Okay. What is electricity? Your essence? What is electricity that runs the toaster?
Power.
Your own power or some external power?
It's all your power, Bob. It's God. You control all power.
So electricity is the closest we can experience in a form outside of ourselves of our own power.
Yeah. Electricity can cook your dinner, Bob, but it can also cook you.
Right. That's like chromosome 14. It can go up or down in relation to a fetish or something, right?
Yes. Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it worked out good for the Marquis de Sade, but we can't say the same for Caligula.
Right. Now, what is chromosome 14 in relation to electricity, as you've just defined electricity?
A gin to a generator.
A gin? The angel spin-off?
No, a cotton gin.
Oh, it's a generator.
No, it's the gin of a generator.
What is the
It's the magneto.
Gin?
It's the mag. Well, we're going to tell you, it's the magneto.
The part.
It would be the magneto that makes the generator work.
Okay, so chromosome 14 is part of the structure of the apparatus that creates what we call electricity. What are the other parts that make up this apparatus that makes the power phenomenon, which is already there, but we somehow have body parts.
Well, you got to have a cord, and you had to have a knob, and you had to control the thing, how much it makes, and how fast it goes, and the thermometer, and you got to make a slot to put the loaf bread into, then you got to push a button so it goes down. When it gets done, you got to put a spring in it, make it pop out, and go pop, and then the toast is done. Is it toast? It's toast. Yay, toast is done. Hurry up, your toast is getting cold. Put some marmalade on your toast. So you got to have a crumb pan. You got to have a crumb pan at the bottom because toast is crummy, Bob. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Toast is crummy. It's crummy. So you
have to catch
the crumbs.
We got all that, all these parts. Now, match them up with our body processes. Like chromosome 14 is the gin. What other parts of this toaster electric apparatus that you're just describing that would fit our body?
Well, the mass of the meat sack, metaphorically speaking, would represent the becoming of toast. So you come out a little man and you come out toast. Well, you have power. You used to have that divided up into three kingdoms, but if you notice it's merging now. Now you got the power in the cord. There's power, wonder-working power in the cord of the toaster. There is power. Okay, so you got power, you got a cord, you got a toaster, and now you got loaf bread. It ain't Wonder Bread, but it'd make you wonder if it was bread. But it ain't Wonder Bread, but it would make you wonder if it was bread. And then you're going to make toast. So we're going to merge the power in the toaster. We're going to make toast, like God. So toast would be God. Is that how you work that out? So it's a process that you're going through to become. It's because you can't go back to bread once you become toast. Did you know that?
Right. So you're not doing what I requested. So chromosome 14 is a generator. Well, I assume the amino acids are a part of it. Oxygen might be part of it. Blood flow, the different parts of the body, the different processes. Match them up with the different parts of the cord and the toaster thing you described.
No, it doesn't work like that. Doesn't work. One is a process and the other is an outcome. That's like the outcome of your living. You're trying to, you're asking all the wrong way. You should be asking, but the toaster doesn't have anything to do with the process of ascension, or it's not a part of the body. Just like your meat sack body as a little man doesn't do you any good as a god, or it'll kill you. You can't kill a god. So it's the morphing, the morphification of the little man's meat sack into God sack.
Right, and you said the meat sack was one part 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
What part was that?
That would be the meat, the body, the body, the
right,
body.
Right, so what is it in relation to chromosome 14? Oh, it's the bread.
Bread.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Yes, now we do, when you ascend, you change your body process. You get the ascension disease, Emery said.
And you get toast. And then you've heard people say, how's your brother doing? He's toast. That's what they say. He's toast. So that's how it applies.
Yeah, little man.
Oh, you're,
little man,
you're toast. You're a toast.
Well, that's little man gets it backwards. When they want to insult somebody, says, you're a toast. And they don't know.
Right.
Well, that's a compliment.
Right. You know, that's exactly right. Yeah. But now, like Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's all up in her feelings, she's all up in her feelings about all this food she's carrying on, going on, all this stuff, because she's right. But she didn't want to be right.
She wants to be heard, and she wants to be made powerful because she knows things that no one else should know but her. But she got news. She got news. She's validating it, but now nobody's believing it.
Okay, back to this now. Man, let's see.
Wait 1 second. And then, check this out. They start talking about these quadrillions and quadrillions of dollars, and everybody laughs. They're, well, you can't do that. You can't afford that. You can't do this. Then this bullshit come along, and they got they duped you into giving everybody some money so you can cram it down their throat hole that you helped them off for a tax write-off. But it's pretty fun because it's pretty good. You paid in advance hard. You'll get it right back. It'll be okay. It's no problem. But then they turn right around and they said, Trump said, well, hell's bells, the goddamn jelly dog Democrats was going to spend $50 trillion 25 times, which is more money than ever was ever. I think if we can get Bob to give several trillion dollars, hell, they'll give everybody in the country $10,000 apiece. Hell, give it to them. They can buy products. They can buy products. They can buy recordings. Oh, yes, that'd be good. Bob will appreciate that. Bob's a great American. He hadn't always been a great American, but now he's a great American. It's great. He's great. It's great to be Bob. He's a great American. Then what happens is they prove their point to say that you can do it, you can do it, you can do it. And everybody said, no, you can't do it. Well, when the zombie apocalypse started, Bob, then he said, well, let's just give them some money. This is just a few trillion dollars. It's no big deal. Beforehand, their heads, they'd have lit their hair on fire and run through the hayfield, Bob. They'd have run through the hayfield. Whoa, we give away billions of dollars. We get trillions of dollars. We can't do that. Whoa, you can't do that. You can't legislate morality by giving people money for nothing. What do you think? They'll do bad things with that money. You can't do that. And then Trump's like, well, y'all said $52 trillion. We're fixing to send people to school. We're going to pay for their school. Without fuck that. We'll just close the school. We'll just close school. You can watch the tech buddy. Tech buddy can tell you how to shoot dope better than they can. They don't even do all that. Get high and right. Get high and right. Bring back Bob Carr. Give everybody brown tabs of acid. And just hope the day works out good. Hope you don't trip bad or have a bad trip or trip up or trip out or trip in or trip. You do something with a trip. You go on a trip or you come back for something about traveling, but now you got a shelter in place under your own bridge. But then we're going to have the economic status where we spend another $1 trillion on new bridges so that multi-families can have a nice place to live. Under the bridges, you know, like the trolls.
Yes.
Gonna make nice bridges. Condominium bridges. They're beautiful.
They'd be nice. Okay, continuing with the recording. Thank you for that.
Yes.
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 Does the toast become electricity?
No.
Right. But you can't run the toaster without electricity or some sort of kinetic fire. Or heat source. So that's the thing. So that's the difference between the toast and the toaster. So what you're describing is the toast coming out of the toaster, the essence coming out of the body is not the toaster, it's the toast. So you can cast the toast into the swine, but it'd be very challenging to cast the toaster into the swine. See how that works? Then you get bacon if you do that.
Okay, but the toast doesn't have any realization that it was toast.
Correct. Huh. That it was bread. That it was bread. It's toast.
Okay.
Your toast. Your toast. Toast. You know, I'll eat toast. There you go. But that's not the best analogy. They all suck sooner or later. But that was pretty good, but
yes, very good. Okay, so is spontaneous combustion.
Okay, so I go back, and now the toaster is not the toast.
Right.
Did you say what the toaster was in that talk to man, the way you just did the meat toaster?
That was toaster. It was the same, except that was bringing up the construct of the difference between a spirit invading your body or your soul or essence. So the point
is soul
that
is
you
not
can't.
Essence. Soul stays aligned to the physical.
Well, fine
stays
now,
here.
But she's asking the difference. But
No, we don't use the term. So essence, don't bring in soul, because soul is just some stupid residue hangs around the physical of something. But the physical of your ascended self, that's maybe what hangs around.
Okay.
So
then that would be that. Then I guess that would be the toaster, if that's true. So that's what toasts you.
The body is your power generation, or your words, or something about you.
Mm-hmm.
Your essence is your, what's eternal, physical, is the generator, is the electricity, is the power, okay, which is electricity. Then you've got the toast and the soul and the essence. We're trying to figure out these different terms. The soul hangs around the transitioned body leftover. I defined it as people that knew the person would see a ghost. The ghost was the residue. But the residue was not the soul. The soul is your unrealized creations. Now, they've been sent to the guffs, and so the soul is there, an empty balloon. It's drooping there, but it seems to be staying near the physical. It doesn't go to the guff. So the physical the soul droops by, because it's done its bit, is the eternal physical. That's ineffable and hard for people to experience.
So you're asking that?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What, you know, the soul hangs around the physical. It doesn't go to the gut. So what is this physical that's hanging around?
The physical part that's hanging around,
The soul is hanging around the physical. What is this physical? My eternal Ophanel self that never dies?
Yes.
That physical?
Yes. Yes.
So what is the soul in relation to that?
The space in the cells around the wholeness of you.
So the soul is there as a vehicle to one's mistakes. And
no,
let's
call it a spacer. Let's call it a spacer. It keeps you from being dense. Keeps you from being so dense. It's a spacer.
Okay, but maybe it has, I wonder if it also, when you get born, and the soul come attached to you when the seed has met the ovum and there's conception or something.
A zygote is attached to the uterus.
Yeah, the soul enters at that point. But that's under the illusion that you got born, which never happened because you never did have a beginning. So there's this subplot that we've never got fully explained that happens to somebody. They get into a little position.
The same way people have the headache, and you don't ever have a headache. There's no such thing as a headache. There's no nerve endings in the brain that give you a headache that you can recognize. They can take a drill and drill it into your head, and you wouldn't feel a thing, because there's no nerve endings there. So
okay,
you also will die of a headache, but there's no such thing.
So what is it that the headache is like a life that
it's
one
pressure.
Thinks they have?
It's pressure.
Well,
what's
this going to do with being born of a mother, which doesn't happen, but you think it happens? Is
pressure.
That your word for
pressure.
Headache?
Yeah, pressure. Being born. Hey, and then the Christian church has great fun with it. Not only were you never born, they're trying to get you to be born again.
Okay, so... the soul is
basically,
hanging
Bob, don't do that. Don't do all that. Hold on. Look,
no,
all you're describing.
Your
listen. No, I know, but listen to what you're saying. It's okay. If you just look at it from the kingdom, outer, inner, and middle kingdom, and now you're merging those kingdoms together, that makes a new thing, which isn't new at all. It's what you always were. But your recollection, your knowing that you're indeed God, and you don't have to wonder anymore. That's the epiphany.
Yes, and the soul, I propose, is hanging around for when you're going to go into the headache, the illusory little life you think you come out of your mother's butt and you think you have a life. That's a headache.
Yeah.
In other words, it doesn't fucking exist, but you think it is.
And
the soul is there for that subplot, that ascent, that descended little man part of human of experience.
Right. Where you let go and let God. Let go and let God.
Right, you give up your soul.
Praise Jesus, hallelujah. Jump in the toaster. We're in the toaster now. We're in the toaster now.
Okay, so that's electrical, the toaster. So used to talk about the toaster and the toast. I don't know if there was another term in there. Basically, we found out that the toast is the outcome of the ascension process. And the toaster is what gives the ascension.
Toast is God. Toast is God.
Right. And the toaster is the process that you go through to get out of your
bread,
little...
bread. And the bread is potential toast that's little man.
Right. Yeah, bread put in the toaster. The electricity represents, which is the toaster, and the cord, all that represents the process you go through to ascend. And what's the phrase you just said? Go for God or... Let go and God.
Let go and let God. Let God.
Right.
Let go
and
let God. So that if you let God, then you're God. And God can save your soul. See, God saves your soul. You get that? But you got to ascend in order for your soul to be saved.
Well,
so God, everything the Christian church says that God does is you doing that. That's why your original founders would say, I'll have a big deal with them. Now, we're all deists. They believed in God. They believed they were created in the image of God. They said everybody was created equal. Fucked up, but equal.
I say that God, if the God created the soul or has something to do with the soul, that's the external God. That's the deluded God.
No.
That's you
no.
misplacing your power.
No.
You put it outside of yourself.
No, it's not. You believe it. You're so powerful, you can do that. So that just accentuates how powerful you are. That's
what
very
does?
Powerful.
What extension?
To become a little man, to be enough power to make you descend to become a little man. Ooh-wee, that's a lot of power, Bob, but you're powerful enough to do it.
Whenever you talk about God, use that word. That, to me, is external stuff, and that doesn't work.
Right. Well, it does work. You are a real God, an internal all-three-kingdom God ruling a system. Ruling a realm, judging the world, answering the prayers of the little men, ruling your domain, your reign. Remember the show Reign that you had to watch 1,000 years ago? Reign?
Yeah.
With Charles and that damn Dimitri money?
Well, the God I'm talking about is social order. It's language. It's concepts. It's distraction.
Well, God uses
from the power.
Words. God uses words to create, to send the angels to go tear something up. So, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, but there's a difference between mortar
not a
and
print
word
press.
Power.
Well, that's true, but God's not a Gutenberg printing press either.
Right, but the Gutenberg press altered the image people had of that powerful God.
It allowed texting to type.
Yes. So, and that got in the way, and that enhanced the Dark Ages.
And now the typing is done by the tech body by speaking. Now you speak into the machine, and it types the message. So you went full circle all the way back. You started with a 6-inch TV, then you went to a 1,000-inch TV, and now you're back down to a 6-inch TV. You raced yourself to right back where you started. Isn't that great?
Yeah, now you control the content through your speech.
Well, you are the content. Without you, nothing matters. This shit you're watching doesn't mean anything. It's ridiculous. Thompson doesn't mean anything. Your quadrants don't mean anything. Actually, if you don't finish your chart, we're going to nullify your chart, too. We're going to get rid of all of it. It'll be as though it never was. We'll show you how a three-day journey is supposed to go instead of 1,500 fucking years.
I don't need a chart.
Right, but everybody else does, so they can figure out how fucked up they are.
Okay, so we're talking about
Fairy Lint.
The word power.
Bloomsday, get ready
so you
for
are,
Bloomsday.
So we have words, and then we can play and interact with society or make a society.
Okay.
So we got social motor. So the interplay of word power and social motor words in particular, is how you use the word God. One minute you're saying, you can become God, as if it's something out there, but it's not a God that you worship, it's a God you become. Or the God is already you. So you go back and forth with your use of the word God.
Yeah. Okay, what you're talking about is the knob on the toaster that tells how dark the toast is going to be or how light the toast is going to be.
Mm.
That's the knob. Yes. It's the control.
Is that the one, the 3-2-1?
Yeah. We like that. That's a good thing. You came up with that. That was beautiful, Bob. You did good.
We can
give you credit for that. You did good. But then you do such perfect work. The things you create, they're marvelous.
That's right. But, okay, so it's not so complex. Once we know the toast is the ascended, and it came out of the bread, and the means for this process was the toaster and electricity, maybe it's not so confusing as it appeared when Nan was talking.
We can tangle it up if you want us to. It don't bother us. It ends badly sooner or later.
Okay.
You know
when we start talking about the thought and the pipelines and the conduits and the brain and the skull and the gray matter, all those terms, that was the original conundrum, working out the differences between thought and what was the word, conduits? Conduits in the brain?
Yeah. That's the labyrinth of the mind.
Right. Okay, so...
A pipe, laying pipe. Remember laying water pipe. You didn't know what water pipes were, where they were, how they got in the ground, or where that water comes out of. And you were astounded to find out when you turned the sink on that water came through the pipe. It came from somewhere. We don't know where, but it came from somewhere. And then it didn't flood your house except at the top of the stairs for the shower when you can't touch the thing to turn the water off. Now, that when water comes downstairs, then you have to open the door and let it run out. But setting that aside, then what happens is there's a drain in the sink, and it runs out of the house, so you don't drown. It's beautiful.
Well, it seems perception is made up of this interplay. Sensory does exist, but doesn't exist. So we're flipping back and forth. Does the physical... interact with the non-physical, because you got to have one to know the other. So the process of knowing has to have two-ness or contrast. That's the essence to all these semantic conundrums.
When you find your way and you become God that you are, when you accept your coronation, you take your seat of power and authority, it is the most liberating, euphoric, blissful condition of all. Then you see things through a different rose-colored lens. It changes the way your capacity deals with problems. They become dim and fleeting. You still have contrast, however, wavering. You still have capacity to move your world, but you still mix it up, which is still fun because you get to say how it goes. That's what your great fun that you're enjoying now is being boss. It's nice.
Yeah, take this right.
You would say you always were. You'd say you always were, but you were like Jimmy. No, you were like Rodney Dangerfield. I was going to say Jimmy Durante, but your nose isn't that big. But
nope.
He was in your day. He was in your day. Yeah. Da, 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 da. So then you come back to more Rodney Dangerfield where you get no respect. All this time you get no respect. And now the motherfuckers are having to bow down. And when they bow down, you decide if you're going to let them suck your dick or not. Very nice. That's
okay,
that fuck
so
you money. You call it fuck you money. That's what you
call
You're so terrible. You're terrible. Yeah. You're terrible. You're terrible. You're a bad example.
Yeah.
You're a dark soul. And it's not doing anybody any good. It's ridiculous what you put these poor people through. Why they have to endure this? They have to listen to you. They have to talk to you. They got to listen to your chart. They got to read Thompson. They can live only to live through that. You put them through the bowels of hell is what you do. You push them so far there's no way they could ever ascend. You confuse them. You toil them. You make them write things down. You make them.
Well, if you'll transcribe every word I've ever said, I might be able to talk to you next Thursday. But you got to transcribe everything, and then you got to figure out what it means. And you don't. What do you? What? You didn't read Ulysses? Oh, it's over. This meal is terminated. It's over. Now I don't like Ulysses myself, but for you not to read Ulysses, oh, that's an impenetrable sin. Oh, this is over. this is through. We're done. Let's go, Carolyn.
Yeah,
Come on, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's do this. Let's
okay.
go.
I was going to say
that was
I like.
Well, if that don't make the top 20, that don't make the top 20, we don't know what will.
Right. Oh, you don't play, cast doubt on my role as Dark Soul. I thought I was liberating, but you're saying I'm fucking everybody.
You're
out,
not a
so
role.
Like,
you're more like a loaf. You're more like a loaf. You're not
a
role.
Who assigned this role of being the Dark Soul to liberate everybody from the angels? Where'd that come from?
Well, I don't know. It's one of them things, Bob. A funny thing happened on the way to the forum.
The Dark Soul laughs at his own project.
And as the dark soul laughs. That's right.
Yeah.
That's our Miss Brooks.
I gotta look that up. There must be footage of black and white TV from the '50s with Miss Brooke. Gotta see that. Okay.
Brooke.
So I like the phrase mix it up. It's a perfect example.
Yeah.
You gotta get mixed up to mix it up and you enjoy the mix up because you're mixing it up and you get mixed
up. No,
you
hate the mix up. You can't stand the mix up. You don't like the mix up. You don't like the problem. Why do I have to have another cord? Carolyn, I have too many cords. They go everywhere. I can't keep up with them. Why can't I just have no cord? Let's have no cord. Then she says, okay, Bob, we can do it this way. You have no cord. Then you go, I can't know where to plug this up. There's no cord. And then you're mad because you've got a cord. And then there is a cord. And how is it supposed to work? How does it get in my ear without a cord? I got to have a cord. No, Bob, you said you didn't want any cord. So, well, okay, give me a cord tied around my neck that I have. It doesn't set, doesn't connect anything. And then everything can be cordless or a blue tooth. Is that like a blue gum? Is that like a blue gum healer?
Maybe.
So then you can have a cord, just one accord. That's it. That's why the Bible talks about, and they all came into one accord. So you just get one cord that works everything, and you got one cord, and it's good.
Excellent. Now, here's maybe the final point. You said way back in 2009 at one point, but if we're non-physical, how come you can hear us, Bob? We're non-physical.
Right.
How can you hear us? So that was a good question. Now, thinking about it eventually, or coming up with a suggestion, the reason I could hear you is that non-physical had become physical.
It was becoming physical. And then there was moments where you were separated from it to see if it took or not. Remember those times when you said we were gone or all off in helping somebody else in another land or in somebody else's FEMA cramp trying to straighten them out or trying to figure that you were separate, especially when you're in the Thompson quadrant. You kept wondering what condition your condition was in, you see. So, and then this bottomless race to the bottom, or pitiful race to the bottom of the pit, or the race to the pit that's in the bottom. Well, no, there's a stone. Wait, that's in fruit. But wait, let's see. There was a race to the bottom, the pitiful based race to the bottom of the bottomless pit. Yes, that's it, the bottomless pit, the race to the bottomless pit. That's it. So in that process, you had to hear or feel or tactile viscerally know that this thing was speaking. And it had to be right. And it had to know. And then it wasn't. And then it got turned upside down. And then things changed. And you were changing things. And it was almost like, for us, it was almost like, okay, so you're just fucking with us. Okay, we love to fuck. Let's fuck. Come on, let's go. So we say words, and we tell you what's going on. Then you say, oh, no, paradise burned, but not when you said. Well, you're standing there with the goddamn matches, accusing us of being wrong about when paradise burned. You're standing there with the matches. So it does have canical effect. So now we know how, as we morph into this feed me see more moment, feed me some more, and we learn that the humans are going to counterintuitively redact every creation they subdue. Get those words?
Well, I don't know. If they're going to cancel something?
Yeah, every word is going to can. That's what they're racing to do. That was the problem with 121 Depot Street. Didn't exist. Can't find it. If it's not there, it doesn't exist. It can't exist. It never was. It can't be. So now everything you say can't be either. Well, then all of a sudden they find it was, or it is. Or Pam Wall went and took pictures of it. Then all of a sudden, uh-oh, there might be a problem.
So see, this inside out becomes a balancer, and you juxtapose your reality of whether or not you're God based on what non-physical tells you that you engage. It's what
What's
you
this canceling you're talking? I don't know what you're talking about. What's the canceling?
When they fight,
we're going to
redact. They fight their power. They fight
so
their power.
They cancel their words. They're going to cancel everything they ever said. Little man is.
They do. That's what they try to do. They prove that it is or isn't. You said I was eternal, Ion, but I died. Yes, but that was your choice. Doesn't matter. I still shouldn't have died. Well, you're still eternal. Well, you got me again, Ion. You got me again. Now I'm fucking dead. I hope you're goddamn happy now. Well, we don't really care. It doesn't make a difference. No, you said I was eternal. You said I was going to live forever. You said I was going to be in paradise. Well, yes, there's a paradise, but one of them's loaded. One of them die are loaded. So, you know, there you go. You set this thing to emotion. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, all this power, remember the power that cooks the toast? It's everywhere, and it's getting to be more and more and more and more. And, Bob, they're not using it. They're not using it. And then you turn on the boob tube or turn on Drudge, you and your goddamn Matt Drudge affinity. We may have to just do away with him. He's confusing. We may just have to take you. We're going to make you be a Dan Bongino man or a Laura Ingraham. We're going to get you some Laura Ingraham all the time. You call Laura Ingraham if you want to know what's going on, and you won't have to worry about all this drudge that you get drudged up. But then what happens is, Bob, you function in a different capacity because you look at what the tech body is able to do now. It caused a civil war. It stopped academia. It destroyed pharmacology. People aren't becoming pharmacists anymore because there's no more drugs, Bob. People aren't becoming doctors.
We know that. So, I was saying,
that was your good little speech that you could use for a soundbite. You didn't even want it. Okay, that's good.
Winding down here. So what? But the issue was the after image. What was that? How to hear? Nobody heard non-physical before March 18, 2009.
Yes, they did. They did. Nostradamus did. Some of Edgar Cayce did. There's some others that would have fleeting moments.
So they would
see. Jane Roberts would feel something.
Yeah, but wait a minute. How did they hear something that had not left the gut? Disbanded the guts and started to become physical due to the flipping
because
of the pole.
Because what's in the guts? All the unrealized creations of the human creators. So the essence of all that had ever been was with that thing that is. So it was just squirting out. It was squeezing the toothpaste until something squirted out. We are a hole in the toothpaste that was squirting out.
Are you saying that all the media of the first part of the 21st century was eating up everybody's unrealized creations. Everybody was creating somehow.
It was eating the holes out of everybody's donuts.
Right. So they watch a movie and they thought they created something.
They had a feeling. They had a feeling, and then they'd go gouge something to see if they could feel it again. They'd take a drug and try to get high, and then they'd chase the rest of their life trying to get that high again, and they never could do it. It's called chasing the dragon. Yep.
Yeah, but the electric media started to create it for people, so they
well,
got more and
the
more
media
realistic.
Ecology, the media ecology created a whole other realm in the Zion capacity that is no more real than you.
Okay, so I could hear. How did Nostradamus hear non-physical? How did that happen?
He actually didn't hear it. He actually felt it. It was a feeling. But he was getting pumped up by some of them Demichis. Remember who financed him? Remember Charles's wife, the damn Demichi? That damn Demichi woman. She was funding it. So he had to be very careful what he said. Because she wasn't afraid of the king. He wasn't afraid of the king because king was card-carrying crazy. But he was scared to death
that damn Catherine.
Yeah, but the Casey, did he hear non-physical? He said he got a glimpse
of it. No, he went into trance and he would feel things. He would have sightings. He would note arbitrary obstructions. Obstructions. Yes.
Okay. Did the third Jesus hear non-physical?
That was a straight line. Yes, of course.
What about the other two non-physical? The other two with Jesus, did they hear?
Sorta, but not really well.
So not many people heard non-physical. They felt it, these different variations you're talking about. So it was quite a breakthrough for a human being to hear non-physical, and that was what happened in March 18, 2009. I heard non-physical.
Correct. Hear non-physical, you didn't hear non-physical. You made non-physical speak. That's the difference.
And nobody had done that before?
Nope. Moses tried and he got fucked off.
Okay, so people half got there, feeling it like Nostradamus, but they didn't get to the concrete level. And that's where we're at today, and that's a good point to end on. So thank you very much, Ina. Very good.
Perfect. Perfect. You did better than you've been. Bob, you're doing better. You may live if you keep this up, you know?
It's not a problem for me.
Yay, that's pretty fun. That's pretty fun.
Yeah.
Boy, you got Carolyn to work. You got Carolyn to work. That's good. Got her a nice worky job, and you stay slung up all day long, putting putting sugar and cream in your coffee enemas. So good for you.
Yeah, it's working out good for Bob. It's good to be Bob.
It's good to be Bob. Good to be Bob right about now.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.